Welcome to the Advanced Bible College study in the book of the Gospel of John. This lesson we will call 1A, and it is going to be an orientation and an introduction to the class in general. We won't get into the content. I'll do that in the portion that I call 1B. You'll receive all of these as one lesson. I'm going to record them separately, but you'll receive this as lesson one. But I wanted you to understand what the purpose is of this first portion. I started this two, maybe three courses ago and felt like it was time well spent to let our students know, particularly in my classes, exactly what it is that I'm looking for when you get the course requirements. Depending on when you registered for this class, you may or may not have received the course requirements for the Gospel of John, Part 1. Let me explain that, because the book is so meaty, M-E-A-T-Y. There's so much here, and because it's so foundational to our faith, we give two trimesters to the Gospel of John. It won't be divided necessarily perfectly in half, but it will be very close to that. So this course is John Part 1. And I'll say more about that in the second half of this lesson, how we're going to break the book apart. In this first introductory lesson, I want to go over course requirements and orient you into what I'm looking for. So if you have those in front of you, and I hope you do, we'll start with course requirements. Number one, and that is a summary of the book. Now, let me remind you, for those of you who have had me as an instructor before, this is, I followed a very similar format in every one of my classes. I find that it works well in this remote learning model that we follow here at Advance. And so none of this will be new to you, but I believe it would be worth listening to as attentively as you did the first time, if this is not your first time, because if you've had me for one class or three classes or however many, each time you've done the work, turned it in, it's been graded, you've learned a little more of what I may be looking for. And as you have progressed through your program of your track of your Bible college education, you're growing with each class. And so I may say something today that you understand better and differently than you did the last trimester or 2 years ago, whenever you first took a class through Advance and possibly one of my classes. So let me encourage you not to downplay this orientation. I believe it'll be very helpful to you. So part one of my course requirements is a summary of the book. That is a three-part assignment: an overview, an outline, and a practical application. The overview should be approximately one half of a typed page. Should not be any less than that. It can be more than that, but it shouldn't be more than a page. A page would be the maximum. One half to two thirds would be ideal. That would be a 12 character per inch font. Normal, typical one inch margins on either side. But it's an overview. And as I describe that in the course requirements, that's the theme and the purpose of the book. Why did God inspire John the Beloved to write the Gospel of John? Obviously, you'll find that in a study Bible, a commentary, that sort of thing. Hopefully, you'll consult two or three or more sources. If you quote or even paraphrase from them, you should give credit to the author and the page on which that is found. If it's general Bible knowledge that Bible students, conservative, fundamental, literal Bible teachers and students, we take the Bible literally. If it's where most of us agree on and take it literally, then you wouldn't have. And if it's, again, multiple people say that this is the theme, this is the purpose, you wouldn't have to give credit there. But if you use a quote or a thought that's somewhat profound, unique to express the purpose of the book, then you would certainly want to give credit there. The next part is an outline, okay? And I want to make something clear, and I've put this in highlighted yellow in the course requirements. Even though we're going to break the book into two parts, John part one, John part two, I want you to do the overview, outline, and practical application for the whole book. And I make that clear in the course requirements, and I'll say all of this again if you take John part two. Here's why. The book is in its entirety, all 21 chapters, and you're not going to state the purpose of the first half of the book and the second half of the book, a practical application. Obviously, every chapter, every verse would have practical applications, but this is a summary right here. This is a summary of the book, so don't break it down part one, part two. As I say in the course requirements, you'll have the same assignment in part two. If you follow part two, you can take these out of order because you can do a personal track through advance. I would think almost everyone would take John 1 before John 2, unless they've transferred a credit in from elsewhere. So assuming that you take John part 1 through advance, followed by John part 2, when you get to part 2 and you have these assignments, the work will already be done. So that being said, be careful to save it carefully in your word processing program that you use, okay? So the outline should have 3 to 5 main points. I'm going to say in a book the length of John, you're probably going to have 5. You could go to 6, but I would rather see you keep it to 5 or less. Outlining is not an abbreviated form of writing. It's an overview. It's a bird's eye view looking down on the book. Okay, we've got the miracles of Jesus. We've got the message of Jesus. We've got his manifestation as the Son of God. That would be a very simple outline for this gospel. So And I put a lengthy note in here that I want you to pay very good attention to. We have learned, this is now year four, breaking into five for Advanced Bible College. The college as a combination of two schools that came together. One was Believers Institute for Biblical Studies, and then Georgetown School of the Bible under the administration of Brother Dr. Lee Davis, Believers Institute for Biblical Studies under the leadership of Dr. Maccabee. In 2020, we brought both of those programs together. So the school has a lengthy history, but as under the name Advance, it would have started in 2020. What I have learned, and our other instructors have as well, is that our students come from a wide variety of backgrounds. That is not uncommon at all in Bible college settings, and it's certainly not a criticism. It's a wonderful thing for someone to get saved, either believe they have been called to preach or simply want to learn more about the word as a layman. Either way is wonderful. But as we have learned that our students come from just a wide variety of backgrounds, outlining, grammar, writing, has proven to be a challenge. Effectively communicating in a written form has proven to be challenging for many of our students. We offer English classes. We're constantly working on that to make sure it is effective. But what I have put in this portion of the course outline and course requirements is an instruction that says, and I'll just go ahead and read this to you. You may or may not have it in front of you. There are a variety of ways to learn how to write an outline. If your academic background is weak in this area, I recommend that you begin with a simple YouTube search, how to write an outline. Your options are many. It is very important that you know or learn how to communicate effectively, because we are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't overstate that. It is vitally important. Assuming, and historically this has been the case, that you will be in leadership in ministry, that may not be a senior pastor, but a youth leader, a Sunday school teacher, an assistant, an outreach minister, jails, nursing homes, etc., public schools, etc. It is imperative that you are an effective communicator, and you can learn. We have more resources available today than we've ever had. And when I say a simple YouTube search, that's exactly what I mean. You can find one written for middle school English, high school, college. There's just so many opportunities to learn this skill, and it's very important. Let me just interject this. Let's assume you're in church leadership. I don't have to make any of these stories up, missionaries, church planters, etc. Tell me all the time, the county, the city, the state required us to submit this proposal, this package, explaining why we don't want this kind of business across the street from our church, why we need to buy this lot for additional parking. And you have to present that before a committee, before county council, before commissioners. you've got to know what you're talking about. You've got to be articulate. You have to know how to put a proposal together that lets them know, okay, this is going to add to our community and not take away. Okay, so Bible College is a great place to start that process. Let me go ahead and insert this here. Spelling. You should be using a word processing program, Word, Google Docs, something along those lines. They all have automatic spell check, but every trimester I get work submitted with spelling errors. I can tell you right here in orientation, I don't look kindly on that. That's a poor representation of our Lord. It's a poor representation of our faith. When you type it, if it's misspelled, it will be underlined in red or a jagged line. It will be brought to your attention. There's a problem here. Fix it. I wish I could remember. I just graded quite a bit of work a week or two ago, and I got one assignment, and the same word was misspelled numerous times. And fixing it would have been so easy. So, again, work on that. Outlining, spelling, sentence structure. Your subject and your verb need to agree. Your pronouns need to coincide with the antecedent, the word that came before that, that you're now using a pronoun instead of the proper noun. So there's just the proper name. Again, no criticism here whatsoever for what level you are, but if it's not acceptable, then aim higher. Okay? So the overview, the outline, and then part C, the third part of the summary, is a practical application. You can read what I've written here. What I'm after there is, why does the Gospel of John matter? If I'm going to teach this to my church, if I'm going to teach this in Sunday school, why is it important to them to know what God inspired John the Beloved to write? Another way I express that is, when I'm preaching and teaching, here's something you can take home with you. If somebody dropped into your church on a midweek service, a Sunday service, a Bible study, they should leave knowing that man, that if it's a ladies' Bible study, that lady is serious. This matters to him or her. This matters to these people. They're serious about this. So that's the practical application, okay? Assignment number two, course requirement number two, in this trimester, whether you're taking it in the 10-week regular track or a personalized track in which you're given 20 weeks, during the course of time that you are taking this class, you need to read the book of John, the entire book, 21 chapters, twice. So if you're taking it in a 10-week trimester, you should read 4 chapters a week. That would get you through the book twice. If you're taking it in a self-directed, personalized track and you've got 20 weeks, 2 chapters a week would be fine. There's always the discussion in Bible college, you know, is this my devotional reading or is this a homework assignment? It's God's word. It matters. We study it on purpose. I would not substitute. I would ask the Lord to speak to my heart from these assignments, but I would not substitute this for my one-on-one devotional time with the Lord. That's a personal recommendation. You need to keep that consistent. If you're in ministry or involved in ministry, even part-time, in addition to regularly scheduled work, you're going to need one-on-one, intimate, personal time with the Lord. I would not let studying for a Sunday school lesson or a message substitute for that. Can God minister to you while you're studying for those presentations, those lessons, those messages? Absolutely. I would hope that He would. I would hope that it is not dry and dusty and academic. That being said, you need some time where it's just you, God, and your Bible. The day that I'm recording this lesson, I can tell you that this morning I woke up. I'm not a morning person per se, but I woke up earlier than usual. I was clear-headed enough to just go ahead and get up. And just in daily Bible reading, devotional reading, God ministered to my heart in a very special way. Just reading the scripture, meditating. I'm doing a chronological reading through the Bible. I'm not preparing for messages when I'm doing that. But I can tell you what He spoke to me about today was so real, so powerful, so special that I made some notes and I'm going to preach that. I'm going to develop that. I like to see it go from devotional to I'm going to preach or teach this. I like to see that more than I'm just preparing a message and I'm hoping this will count for my devotions. I hope that makes sense, okay? Part of that's opinion, but it is based on years of experience, okay? So assignment number one, summary of the book. Assignment number two, read the book. Assignment number three is to read Be Alive by Warren Wiersbe. Dr. Wiersbe breaks John down into two parts. Be Alive is chapters 1 through 12. I don't think we will only cover 1 through 12. We may cover less than that. I've got an outline, just not 100% sure how it's going to flow, but because it's a little bit fluid at this time. I mean, I'm prepared for the whole class, 30 lessons that I'm going to bring down into 10 lessons. So I'm prepared, just not sure how I'm going to fit the square peg into the round hole sort of thing, okay? All right, so Be Alive is what you'll be assigned to read for this first trimester, John Part 1. I do have a note in there that Dr. Wiersbe, when he originally wrote his commentaries, quoted my understanding, quoted only from the King James, the authorized version of the scriptures, which I believe and Advanced Bible College believes is God's preserved word for English speaking people in this generation. There are more current printings of some of his commentaries that may use another translation of the scriptures. Our position on the translation issue is very clear. So I would say if you buy one online and it's more recently printed and has another version of scripture references, simply use your Bible along with it. The commentary is still extremely helpful. Okay, so one, summary of the book. Two, read the book. Three, read Be Alive, Warren Wiersbe's commentary on chapters 1 through 12. Assignment number four is to consult and read a commentary, sermon series, read, okay, not listen, I've got a listening assignment coming up, or study guide. That is a little bit different from a commentary. If you find a good study guide for the book of John, that is acceptable. You'll see the differences, sometimes minor, sometimes major, in a study guide versus a meatier commentary. I put it in here, the minimum number of pages that I want you to read is 50. That would meet the course requirements. That would be C-level work. If you go beyond that, you'll get a B or an A, and all that's described in 4. In college, typically, especially before the dumbing down of the grading system in our country, meeting course requirements was considered average, and you received a C. That's not the norm these days, but I'm old school, and I'm going to adhere to that because I want you aiming higher, okay? Assignment number five is class notes. Should be simple enough there. ABC, Advanced Bible College, requires that you submit those after every 2 lessons. So beginning after this orientation, there'll be 1B, where we'll get into the book, and then lesson 2, and then you would submit those notes. Okay? I prefer that those be typed. I will accept handwritten, but make sure your handwriting is legible. 6. A short devotion from the book of John. I would prefer that this come from the first half of the book, chapters 1 through 10, 1 through 11, right in there. And then in John part 2, that you do one from the second half of the book. I reference in here daily bread only because that is so widely known and used. They no longer use the authorized version, but it's a very recognizable devotional book. I also reference Baptist Bread, published by evangelist Tim Green. Call to Glory is a devotional published by a church, I believe, New Testament Baptist in Connecticut, I believe. We use those in large print for our seniors at church. But I reference those so you know what I'm after. Let me explain why I do that assignment. It is for this reason. You need to be able to get a pointed, applicable lesson from a passage and make an application. That could easily transfer into a 10-minute message. A pastor may say, "Hey, I want four guys to give 8 minutes each, 10 minutes each, 12 minutes each." You need to be able to make a point. And that's why I do the devotion assignment, is for you to read a verse, read a miracle, read a parable, get one, two, or three hard-hitting, applicable references there, encouragement, conviction, that sort of thing, and not take all day doing it. So that's the reason for that short assignment. We're not in a classroom setting where I can give you 8 minutes to preach and then we can evaluate, your clarity, that sort of thing. So this written assignment suffices to help us with that. Number seven, I've asked you to listen to three messages from the book of John. Three messages from the book of John. I recommend four different men. You are not limited to them. I just value their preaching enough, and many others. Please don't look and go, "Why didn't he include so and so?" There are multitudes of men I could have included. Consistently, I find these men to open the text, give a good exposition and a good application. It's not just, "Here's what the text says." It's, "Here's what the text says, and here's what we need to be doing with this." And so that's the reason I recommend these men. You can choose others. If you have any questions about that assignment, let me know. Then point number eight, all work should be emailed to me. My email address is in there. I ask you to put abc-john/part1 in the subject line. That will help me to identify your work in my email in folder, my inbox. That helps me tremendously, and I would appreciate that. I hope this is clear. These are not suggestions. This is what I expect from you, okay? So if you have any questions about it, reach out to me and let me know. I'm looking forward to the class. I'm going to close this video. It will be merged with the lesson, but I'm going to stop here and then start again with the actual teaching of the book. But again, you're going to get all this together. I'm doing that for a very specific reason. And so I'm looking forward to the class, and I'm very glad you signed up. God bless you.